wired in to Flashback FM 91.3 CJTR.
What's up, freaks? You got it locked in to Flashback FM on 91.3 CJTR. You just heard our track, Crack in the Mirror, off of our new EP, Wide Awake. Flashback is a new metal band. And this afternoon, we're going to be taking you on a nice deep dive through the world of nu metal. We want to talk about where nu metal came from, what its influences were, its impact on music culture in the early 2000s, and where it's heading. Hosting the show today, we got 3/6 of the Flashback squad. My name is Riley, or Override. I play guitar in the band. I sing sometimes in the band. and I handle a lot of production in the band.
Yo, my name's Nathan. I'm the vocalist of Flashback.
Hey, I'm Tristan. I play guitar in the band, and I also handle a lot of the electronic production in the band.
So like Riley said, we're a nu metal band. We're obsessed with all things nu metal. For those that don't know about nu metal, it's a heavy music genre, kind of evolved from rock and roll combined with rap. Kind of started in the early 90s, evolved into its heyday in the early 2000s, and some people hate to believe it, but it's still going strong today.
Yeah, definitely. Nu metal is honestly the only vibe that is upcoming in my eyes. But if we want to talk about, you know, some origin stories, we can look at, you know, say Rage Against the Machine, Californian band. They hit it off with a lot of like funkier stuff that was more like funk hip-hop like influenced with like rock riffs. And then if we look at, say, like Linkin Park, as Nate said, in the heyday, that was more so like alternative influence, you know, a lot of like long chords, you know, just jump the heck up kind of stuff.
So let's get to spinning some tracks. First up on the docket, we got Rage Against the Machine, Know Your Enemy, from their amazing 1992 self-titled album.
Come on. All of which are American dreams. All of which are American dreams. All of which are American dreams.
Forfeit the game before somebody else takes you out of the frame and put your name to shame, cover up your face. You can't run the race, the pace is too fast, it just won't last.
Back to Flashback FM, where it's all new metal all the time. You're chilling with Flashback this afternoon. You just heard Rage Against the Machine's hit track Know Your Enemy, followed by Linkin Park, Points of Authority. Those two bands, wildly important in the new metal come up. Both two very palatable bands that, you know, your parents could love, your brother, your sister could love, you name it.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the coolest parts about Linkin Park, especially the Hybrid Theory album, to me, is the fact that every single song on that album is just to the point, like we said, palatable. All those songs are on the radio. There's maybe like three tracks on that album that you don't hear on regular rotation on the radio. And Rage Against the Machine, too, the entire MO of that band is writing on purpose the catchiest riffs possible so that they can almost Trojan horse a deep political message into some super, again, palatable songs.
Yeah, man, like if you look at the amount of people that the sound Linkin Park brought, like reached, like we're talking movie theater status, like Transformers, a movie that every kid in my grade was like dying to see when we were kids, you know? And they hit that soundtrack. Like, that is absolutely huge for, you know, alternative music in general, but just like, especially this sort of a genre where there's a lot of heavier components incorporated into the sound.
Yeah, that's absolutely massive. If you think about Michael Bay directing like a multi-million dollar action movie and then saying, call up Chester, I need a track for Bumblebee to wreck some stuff too. It's pretty crazy, but that's also not a new thing. Because in the 2000s, it felt like you couldn't watch a movie with any sort of aggression in it without hearing a nu metal song in the movie or in the ending credits. One that comes to mind is Queen of the Damned, an absolutely insane soundtrack. Not only did they have like massive bands of the era like Deftones, Papa Roach, Disturbed, but they also had the vocalists doing like solo tracks on it. Wayne Static has a song from Static X. David Draiman of Disturbed, who I mean, like, I think every construction dad on the planet knows about. And Chester Bennington of Linkin Park, pretty massive. I also remember when I watched Resident Evil, when those credits hit and My Plague by Slipknot came on, it literally changed my life. So, you know, that mark that nu metal left on Hollywood essentially is huge, not only for the genre, but for, you know, fans discovering the genre as well.
Yeah, and on the topic of Slipknot and discovering the genre, that band is possibly the gateway band for any kid born after 1990 getting into metal. Like, they brought so many people to the heavy music space because they were so huge and popular, but still so heavy, like borderline death metal at some points. And we want to segue into a couple of bands that were almost as influential on nu metal as Rage Against the Machine and Linkin Park, but ended up going really far in another way, with a lot more of an experimental essence to them, and pushing a lot of boundaries in the metal world. So we're gonna take you to Slipknot and their second album, Iowa, the track Left Behind. And then coming up after that, we got Deftones with the song Back to School.
Oh, no, this is not a test. slip away.
To Flashback FM. So by now we've heard Rage Against the Machine, Linkin Park, Slipknot, and Deftones. So that's a pretty wide array of nu metal sounds that you just crammed into your brain. Yeah, as you can see, there's two very different sides to what you just heard. You know, much more polished, radio-friendly sounding stuff with, you know, the first two bands, Rage and Linkin Park. And then when we focus on Slipknot and Deftones, you can really hear there's a lot darker emotion going on behind the music. You know, everything's much grittier, much darker. And, you know, I would say that that's more so what nu metal was supposed to be from the get-go. If you look at, you know, like Korn, stuff like that. Just a lot of like raw emotion, and that's really what the music was about, you know. You have other metal bands singing about the gates to hell and, you know, stuff like that, but then new metal bands really focused on like that internal hell, you know, the pain from within, and like, I don't know, it just kind of created its own wave of vibes going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, being younger or being in high school or earlier when nu metal first started coming out, I think that really hit a soft spot with a lot of people, a lot of kids looking for something to take their aggression out on. And nu metal was just there to catch them when they fell.
Yeah. Like if we listen back to like Left Behind, like that's a song that I was incredibly stoked on in like grade 9, I want to say. Like I was learning that song on guitar off of Guitar Pro. Like, yeah, a lot of memories when I listen to these kinds of songs.
So many memories involving nu metal. And without us even really realizing it, I feel like when we were coming up, like all of us in the band being products of the late 90s, like coming up in the 2000s, I was born in 99 myself, like everything that we perceived as just like cool rock music at the time was actually just nu metal or nu metal adjacent music. And like, we wouldn't have known that it was nu metal until we got heavily into music down the road. But it was in everything. It was in movies, video games, you know, TV, pop culture. Just the other day, I had a flashback to the WWE SmackDown versus Raw 2007 soundtrack. I spent like probably an accumulation of 30 days on that video game. And there was a couple of tracks on that game from the band Nonpoint. And at the time, I always just kind of processed them as like cool songs. And I came back to it like literally just a couple of days ago and was listening to these Nonpoint tracks, and I was like, these are incredible nu metal songs, and they're from my childhood, and I didn't realize that they're from nu metal. So we want to take you right now to a couple of songs from the heyday of nu metal, late 90s, early 2000s still, but a bit more underground, not getting the same amount of traction as a band like Linkin Park or Slipknot. We're going to take you to one of those tracks from SmackDown vs. Raw 2007. We got Nonpoint, Alive and Kicking, coming your way, followed up by Scrape, and In the End, not a Linkin Park cover, original track by Scrape. Flashback FM 91.3 CJTR.
Landings on a plane. question worse, cause you wanna take advantage and control of the things that I manage to keep under control, like my happiness, my family, and all of my music, my music, my music, my music, yeah. You had it all, you chose to abuse it, abuse it, abuse it, abuse it. So I'm tearing this and everything else between me and what I wanna do to pieces. I'm tearing you and everything else between me and you. Still alive and kicking.
Flashback FM. We are back in the cut. You just heard Scrape and Nonpoint. Again, two very important bands in the nu metal revival. When you look back on nu metal, and we mentioned that it, you know, completely took over society, if only for a moment, it was so extremely prominent. You look at, you know, Woodstock 99, and for those that aren't familiar with Woodstock 99, it is Woodstock. It's the second coming of Woodstock, I guess. And it was in the late 90s when, you know, nu metal was huge, so it had a ton of nu metal bands. And I feel like it may have been, like, the true peak of how nutty nu metal was, and I feel like the decline came shortly after. Because, you know, if you don't know about this Woodstock 99 festival, absolutely insane, like, the fire festival of the 90s. Everything was just popping off. People were going nuts. Korn played, Seven Dust, Kid Rock, Limp Bizkit. I'm pretty sure at the time Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit was dating Britney Spears or something. So, like, it was so in the center of the media. I remember that dude was on, like, magazines about, like, his personal life. Just crazy that a heavy music genre could be so in the public eye like that.
Exactly. And, yeah, it's totally wild that such a heavy music genre could occupy so much space in the pop culture kind of realm. And it obviously did have quite a steep decline in the years kind of following Woodstock 99. But now, nu metal, it's back on the rise. It's on the come up. And I personally believe that it makes absolute sense because, you know, like I said earlier, everyone in this band is, you know, born in the late 90s. People our age are, like, getting to the age now where they're starting the new bands. And nu metal's origins and heyday are 20, almost 30 years ago at this point. And so all of those vibes and aesthetics and sounds are becoming a vintage commodity. And the people that were surrounded by it as children, who are inadvertently or on purpose influenced by the genre, are coming up with new projects that are absolutely either intentionally nu metal revival or accidentally.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, vintage, and like, honestly, like, think about that 20-year rule, you know, like everything comes back at least once. And like everyone loves a bit of nostalgia, you know, that's honestly, like, that's been a huge wave in like again, like pop culture, like not only with music but with like clothing, you know, like the nu metal style is coming back. You should see the size of my jeans, like but yeah, if we want to talk about like musically, like the revival, like I definitely started noticing a lot of like core bands, like metalcore bands incorporating a lot of nu metal influence, and like, you know, hence kind of creating like the new metalcore sort of genres and stuff. And like even hardcore bands are kind of getting into it, like hitting samples here and there, you know what I mean? The Amen break just like littered in everything you could imagine. But then now nu metal is kind of just creating its own path again, and it's less of a core sound and more of just actual nu metal coming through. And honestly, I'm extremely excited about this.
Yeah, it absolutely rules. And like you'll see core bands not only focusing on what you'd expect, like the heavier side of nu metal, you'd see like, you know, bands doing like the more fun, palatable side of nu metal that we've talked about. Like Code Orange, for instance, they started as like a very, very heavy hardcore band, evil band. And their most recent release, which we're going to play soon, is like so straight out of 2002. Like Power Man 5000, super influential band from the early or mid 90s. And then you have Ocean Grove, a band from Australia. Australia. They're focusing on like a much more happy, dancey, you know, fun vibe of nu metal. So we're going to run those both for you. We got Code Orange's newest track, Out for Blood, followed by Ocean Grove's Junkies.
Yeah.
Flashback FM 91.3 CJTR. We are making sure that you are wide awake to everything new and fresh with new metal in 2021. You just heard Code Orange, Out for Blood, brand new single that just came out, and Ocean Grove Junkies, amazing newer new metal track coming out of Australia.
Yeah, two very sick bands. And one really cool thing about these bands, like Code Orange is huge right now. People are absolutely eating it up. Same with Ocean Grove. So it's a testament there truly is a space for new metal in 2021. These bands are wildly successful. People are eating it up, no question.
Yeah, like they both have different sounds, and obviously like that's to be expected, but like I really like the hard hitting, just like crushing sort of sound that Code Orange brings to the table. But then you kind of look at Ocean Grove's corner, and like they're just like bouncing off the walls. Like literally I'm trying to jump like every time I hear Junkies, like, you know, just very, very fun, different vibes though that each of these bands bring.
Yeah, definitely two very sick sounds. And it's not just like those big bands on record labels and stuff. There's small bands all over the place pumping out the same style on that new metal revival. Bands like Bleed, Purity, Zone Zero, you know, bands all throughout North America are just on it.
Yes, so many sick bands getting on this new metal wave. We're going to take you to a couple of a little bit more lesser known new bands with the new metal sound. We're going to get you some Zone Zero, their new track Need to Know. Sweet band from Columbus, Ohio. Let's go Blue Jackets. This track is so sick, so new metal, got some breakbeats, some really nice clean singing choruses. And then we're going to take you to this band Mood Ring, the song Come and Go off of their EP Show Me the Real You. This is an amazing EP with some like serious like rock vibes to it. The singer of this band has a Deftones tattoo on his face. If that isn't new metal, then I simply don't know what is, and I just talked about it on the radio for an hour. Thank you for tuning in to Flashback FM. We're going to be back every Saturday for all of December. Got to give a massive thank you to CJTR for having us on through their plane air program. And if you're in Regina tonight looking for something to do, last night we played Saskatoon with an amazing band called the Moonrunners, and it was so sick. And they're playing tonight in Regina at The Cure with GB Loon. We'll be there. You should be there. Go check it out. Also, December 23rd in Regina at The Exchange, we'll be playing the Queen City Holiday Showcase. It's a benefit show for the Regina Transition House. So many sweet bands on the bill this year. A lot of amazing hardcore bands and some bands from other faucets of music. Definitely come through, check that out. This is Flashback FM 91.3 CJTR. You got Zone Zero, Need to Know, and Mood Ring, Come and Go, coming up next. Thanks for tuning in.